In 1962, Marilyn agreed to perform at JFK's 45th birthday gala in New York.
Happy birthday to you.
Marilyn's rendition lasted less than 30 seconds, but the song and the dress had just the effect she'd planned. All alone, Signia hides his body from wild animals. She is the chief's only child. According to Viking tradition, she must now save the family honor and avenge her father's slaughter. A massive task lies ahead of her. It's another beautiful morning at Ngamba Island. And before Baby Easy and the other chimps are let out for breakfast, Byron is taking a few females out for a walk in the forest. It gives him an opportunity to observe how well they are integrating. The air was killing people. In 1948, a four-day smog killed 19 and sickened 7,000 in the small town of Denora, Pennsylvania.
After Denora, there were a number of actions that happened in response.
Henry Waxman from Southern California was elected to Congress in 1974. His determination to defend and strengthen the Clean Air Act would earn him the nickname Bulldog.
February 21st, 1973. It's almost midnight in a secluded Colorado canyon. 34-year-old Charles Anderson is running for his life. He's been shot, and his wife and stepdaughters are still in their trailer.
This is the epaulette shark. The crew wants to film David up close to this slippery character.
Where did it go? Well,
there's one with the tail. The first one is there. Tail is
there. Just there.
And under there.
Marine biologist Professor Gillian Renshaw has been studying these sharks for 20 years. It's a basic instinct for humans to want to share their lives with animals. But for some people, the desire to live with another species can take them into a world where nature's ancient boundaries have become blurred.
It's a special relationship.
What dangerous mix of obsession, desire, and delusion causes these people to live behind closed doors with animals that have the potential to kill? Well, this is not Black Beauty. It's not Seabiscuit either. Instead, this is the story of an underachieving horse that almost everyone had given up on. A drug addict of a jockey who had squandered away his once promising career. Were some of these women secret presidents? FDR's advisor, Louis Howe, told Eleanor he could make her president. She said no.